Grade 12 Unplugged.
Welcome and thanks for joining us. My name is Pinky and I am a mum to one child, Keely, who's almost 17. There is a furry one at home as well. We would love you to join us this year as we navigate Grade 12, the home run unplugged, which means we will share the ups and downs of our year as Keely finishes school and I wrap up being a school mum. Maybe I'll get to a last PNC meeting? Nah. Follow us on Pinky's Bits Instagram and on Facebook. In this episode, we're checking in a couple of weeks into term one and we'll find out how learning to drive is going. Keely, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm really great. So we are 2 weeks into term one of grade 12 for 2025. And how are we feeling about things and have they settled down?
Yeah, I'd say things have settled down. The first week was pretty chaotic, new classes, finding out where I've got to go, finding out about assessments and changes. But now I'm starting to settle in again. Still a bit here and there, but you know.
Yeah, you haven't had to get stuck in yet with study and things, but I think that's about to change.
No, it is starting next week. Everything is coming up.
Excellent. So yeah, look, I think the first week was a little stressful. I was a bit worried about things, but by week two, I think you had a really great week. And like everybody, having a full week back at work, back at school, is just good to kind of get the lay of the land, right?
Yeah, I'd agree with that one.
A lot of your friends actually got their license to drive in the holidays. We're going to talk a lot more about that in this episode. But I do just want to know, what were some of the highlights of the last couple of weeks for you?
Well, definitely friends getting their licenses. That was great for me because no walking to school. Macca's trips in the mornings.
Oh, dear.
So all the good things in life. But yeah, I like getting lifts with people. Passenger princess, if I can say so.
Any other highlights?
No assessment. That's a great highlight.
Not yet.
I love it when we don't have assessment at school because after these 2 weeks, it's pretty much constant. Definitely enjoying the more relaxed bit of class. And then definitely catching up with friends on the weekend, like going to Kinsfolk. That's one of my favourite cafes. So
let's get into it. Learning to drive.
Yeah.
We're in Queensland, so the kids can get their learner's license once they turn 16. They do a bit of study, they do a test, and then you get your learner's. The next step is you have to complete 100 hours of driving with a supervisor, a.k.a. me.
Now look at me. Look at me, Kim.
You fill out a logbook, but these days it's not like it was in the 90s when I was learning to drive. It's digital. It's an app, isn't it? And you hit start on the drive, you hit stop, and the supervisor also gets an email to approve it. So there can still be some dodging up the figures here, but the supervisor and the adult who can actually drive is the one who needs to finalise it and approve it in the end. So let's cast our minds back to when you started learning to drive. Very fortunately, we were given a car by my parents, which was perfect for what I wanted for you, which is a manual car. It's a 2005 model. Perfect. Except I have to say, by the end of last year, I really started doubting whether a manual was the right choice. Because when I was learning to drive in the 90s, manuals were really the majority still. And these days it has really flipped and I think automatics have really taken over the car market. So my own story of like, oh, well, you'll know manual. So if you get stuck in a situation, you can jump in there and drive it, blah, blah, blah. But it was getting really stressful and frustrating. And then I started thinking maybe it was the wrong choice. But I since have been corrected.
I would say my driving has definitely taken a drastic improvement. The first few weeks were not great. They were quite terrible, actually. Had a lot of anxiety about driving, which was a bit random. Didn't really think that was going to be a thing, but it was a big thing. So that stopped me kind of driving well.
I think the manual thing, though, that made me feel more relieved even at the start of this year was when you got back to school and actually you said pretty much all your friends are driving manuals.
Yeah, everyone I know with their P's has got a manual car, except for one person.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone's just driving manual.
Because at one point you were kind of saying to me, look, everyone's learning automatic. It's so annoying because I guess kids were switching between auto and manual systems. So you even thought, oh, you're stuck with a manual and it's really hard.
Yeah, well, I did know someone who was only driving auto and then a lot of people were switching because they didn't have manual cars in the family. So they were switching between auto and manual a lot. And I was strictly manual. So it's a bit frustrating when no one else understands the pain of a clutch.
I do have an automatic, but it's a V6 and it's a four-wheel drive ute, so I'm not putting you in that at this point. So, yeah, you didn't have the luxury of jumping in an auto. So let's go back to how it started. Yeah, so we did start doing the driving lessons. The two of us, we live in a pretty quiet area, and so we would just get out there for probably 15, 20 minutes, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't too long.
And we clocked up about 5 hours before I actually quit.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a quit and a half.
Yeah, and I said, okay, I can't keep doing this at the moment. We weren't really progressing, were we? We were kind of going a bit backwards.
Yeah, my driving, it was quite bad and I kind of just got...
It wasn't quite bad. It was, you're a learner, so you're learning, but it just got frustrating because we're doing like 2 steps forward, 3 steps back. And I think for me, I was frustrated because I'm actually very patient. And I have learnt that a lot of parents have said they don't even have the patience for it, which I can completely understand. But I think it's understanding the enormity of driving a car. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how serious it is.
And yeah, I had a lot of excess anxiety over driving a car for reasons unknown. So that kind of made it a lot worse for both of us. And also my first drive out of our community was a sticky situation with a e-scooter jumping less than a meter in front of my car on the way to work.
Really not good.
Yeah, that was my first proper drive out of our little block. And that did not help my driving.
You handled it really well though.
Yeah.
But yes, that e-scooter was lucky that you handled it well because they would have been collected.
Yeah, ended up with tears on the way to work. It was about 100 meters from my building.
But saying that, this is actually what happens on the roads. You're really just driving for everybody else. And that's why I keep saying as you're learning, you've really got to keep an eye on so many things all the time. So it's taking all of your brain strain to focus because you've got to be watching all of the mirrors and you've got to notice if someone's flying out from behind you, in front of you, all sorts of stuff goes on.
Yeah, there's been a few too many not greatly qualified drivers already. So always a thing to watch out for.
Well, in the town we live, we have a saying called the indicators are optional, Keely. So
yes, there are a lot of optional indications.
You are learning that.
As I was in my driving lesson, I had about 5 people not indicate they were turning, and me and my instructor just kept... She wasn't a fan of that.
Well, yeah, so let's get into that bit. So I did think at the end of last year, I really didn't have capacity at all to continue the driving lessons. And I thought, okay, I actually need a professional to step in now. Mostly because I felt that the professional driving lessons, look, they have control of the car. What was becoming a bit of a habit was snuffing the car, which was really actually sending me. So with the professional driving lessons, yeah, they have a clutch as well and they have control. So I didn't feel comfortable with taking you further outside of our little world, which wasn't going to get you enough practice either to take on the driving that we need to do, which is all the day-to-day stuff, and then even heading out onto the bigger roads at 80 k's an hour. So I did actually get you a bunch of lessons for part of your Christmas gift in 2024, and they have been incredibly helpful at zooming you through into being really capable and competent.
Yeah, the lessons are amazing. So that's boosted me incredibly far from where I actually started with driving. On my second lesson, we went out to an area and I started driving 80 k's an hour, which is a massive upgrade from my probably like 40 k's maximum. Then on third lesson, straight through intersections, like it's just boosted my confidence a lot. I feel great with gear changing and now I'm just driving around. So watch out on the roads.
Can you tell us again what the driving teacher said to you about the 5 hours you'd done with me when she first met you?
She said she was a bit shocked that I'd actually only had 5 hours because my gear changing and like my actual driving was far surpassed how many hours I'd done.
Because we had been working on gear change too, right? That's the other thing. You can't kind of, you've got to get out of the bunny hops and the snuffing the car to like move on and be doing 110 on a freeway, okay? So it's a process.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was really wrapped. That helped me too because I was like, okay, that's really awesome feedback to know where we are. And yeah, I couldn't believe that you actually went out and were driving 80 k's an hour. And when I did actually catch up with you after you'd done 2 lessons, I said, oh, so how often are you snuffing the car? And you said?
I hadn't snuffed the car once, actually.
That's excellent. So I was like, okay, so that's the thing, right? There's a little bit of an element when you're actually learning with a parent that you can get away with a bit more stuff, yeah?
Yeah, I think I've only snuffed it once since you quit. So,
hey, I'm back on the job, all right? I didn't quit forever. I just needed her to take over in the meantime and get things to a better level that I wasn't capable of doing.
Yeah, well, on my third lesson, she thought I had even more hours than I did have again because my driving skills are pretty tip-top, if I say so myself.
That's awesome. The other fun fact to know if you're not currently doing driving lessons with a learner driver is that for every professional driving lesson that you have, which go for 1 hour, they actually give you 3 hours in your logbook. So there's a huge bonus and incentive to actually getting them as well. So we've loved watching your hours really bump up, haven't we?
Yeah, it's great. We're in double digits now. The boost is really good and it's like we practice maneuvers. Like it's a lot more than just straightforward driving.
Yeah.
Like, 3-point turns, all the stuff that you actually get looked at for your test. You get asked on where certain things are in the car, which is, again, what you get asked on your test. So it's really good.
So over the weekend, we actually went for a drive. We had some time and we clocked up 45 minutes, Keely, and I got to be passenger princess. And it's the first drive we've had together since the end of December, and it is February. And I was so relieved and so proud of you. And you drove so smoothly and you knew where to go because you've done 3 lessons now. And you also obviously know just your way around town. So we went down through to your high school, down towards where you play basketball, all sorts of things. And it was amazing. And I could not believe how good it was. And I felt really excited because now we have that freedom to just move on up and get your 100 hours, I would think, relatively easy now.
Yeah, now I can drive home from school, I can drive to the gym, drive to AFL, like anywhere we really need a drive, I can go. Except for going to Woolies. The car parking situation is not to my skill level.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's some things we can wait to do another day. But I'm really proud of you. And I think it's now very, very exciting to see how well we go with all this driving. We can do that daily for sure.
Yep, we're going to start racking up the hours very quickly.
Obviously, we're generations apart, and my generation really ended up having the crossover of going from minimal technology to a huge world of tech where everyone has a phone attached to their hip and you're not getting a pay packet with cash in it. It gets put straight into your bank account and then you just use your phone to pay for things. There are a lot of differences when it comes to my experience as a teenager and your experience as a teenager. So today, let's have a little bit of a chat about the differences in cars. We were talking in the car the other day about the fact that your car is a 2005 model and its top gear is a 5th gear. The driving lessons car go up to 6 gears. My car was a VW, a 1969 model, and its top gear was 4, which was really common for the manuals in the 90s.
I wish my car only went up to 4 gears.
Oh, really?
Less to worry about.
Okay.
Less gear changes for me.
So the other thing we've got to do is your car doesn't have a sound system, so to speak. It's got something in there. I'm not really sure what
like
it is.
Maybe a CD player? CD player.
Yeah.
The only CD I have is Tyler Creator's Chromacopia, and I doubt I'll be playing with that.
You won't want to put that in there. It might chew it up and scratch it
and
everything.
Yeah, I don't really want to destroy my very fancy CD that cost me a lot of money. So,
well, see, you think CDs are collector items, whereas that was pretty much our staples in the day, whereas these days you just stream your music, right? That's the basic level of enjoying music.
Yeah, I've got my 40 Spotify playlists and then I've got my collector's vinyls, got some Radiohead, got some Tyler Creator.
Okay. So
Korn.
My car, we had to actually go out and buy, you know, a stereo system to install in them because they didn't have CD players unless they were a brand new car, which not everyone was getting. So I had to get one that had a CD player. I did have a tape player though for the longest time, and tapes at the time were $10 at the petrol station. So I'd have a Blink-182 album in there and have just all these albums you just flick in there and out and mixtapes that people had made for me.
Oh, yeah. Those are like the old people playlists.
And there was a lot of money getting spent on adding speakers into cars and things because a lot of the older models just weren't really set up like that. Whereas these days, they are fairly standardized to have some sort of sound system that's not terrible.
It's pretty easy to swap out the systems now. Like a lot of people I know have been swapping out their old CD players to get like touch screens and that.
Yeah, that's what we're going to look at doing.
Yeah, because I need to play my Spotify in the car.
I think that's totally fair enough. And then there's also, you've got air conditioning, which I did actually go and get repaired on your car.
I am so incredibly grateful for my air conditioning because I know one person with air conditioning in their car.
Yeah.
I actually don't think I could survive this heat without air conditioning.
So a lot of the starter cars aren't doing it, right? Because at the moment they'll have to save up because, yeah, it's very expensive to fix.
Yeah, most people, because summer's almost over, most people are just waiting to hit winter so they can get their air cons then because it's a lot of money.
Well, yeah, I definitely know what it's like to not have aircon, so I thought that should be a priority. Like I said, in the 90s, I didn't have aircon. We just had the windows down and the air blasting us, but maybe it wasn't as hot then either. Electric windows as well. We had the winder windows.
Oh, yes.
You've got electric windows. You're so fancy.
I love my electric windows. Yeah, no, in my friend's car, she does not have aircon, so it's blast, windows down, sunroof open, trying to cool ourselves down.
Yeah, well, that's old school. I'm not mad about that. Next thing, just to add some pain, Keely, to back in my day, is that we just fueled up your car today, unleaded, and the top-notch version of unleaded, $2.12 a litre, which I was actually quite surprised about. So I'm not sure what's going on there with fuel prices at the moment because I'm used to paying diesel, which is really expensive anyway. And guess what I was paying per litre in the 90s?
What?
Like 68 cents a litre.
Yeah, well, I don't really care, to be honest.
You know,
so I don't want to know about that.
I still thought it was really expensive, you know, getting all the costs together for a car, having to pay rego, insurance, fuel. It's a whole new expense.
I'm not looking forward to being any broker than I currently am, but I guess that's how it's going to go.
So what's in store over the next couple of weeks?
Well, for the next few weeks, it's starting assessments for school. Got a lot on my plate for that one. Then I've got AFL starting back up, which is pretty exciting, and the women's now. And then a lot more driving.
Well, things are starting to ramp up in the car and at school. Thanks so much for joining us on Grade 12 Unplugged. Please share a review on the platform you listen to this podcast on and give us a follow on Pinky's Bits, Instagram and Facebook. We're still in Term 1 and we'll catch up again with you soon.